Hello, everyone. Welcome to an all new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. Y'all, sorry, we were playing around off mic.
Yeah, we've been keying for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, sorry.
Ooh, is my mic? Yeah,
yes. Okay. Just catching deja up on my new job that has me tired.
Yay! Okay. Kirsten will work.
Oh, I'm going to work for every penny.
Speaking of work,
what?
I listened to Anti last night.
I was listening to that on the way here.
Were you? Mm-hmm. What a classic.
I know. It's good. And damn it, Rihanna, if you don't hurry the hell up, that's the way I feel. Maybe this year.
I'm not keeping my fingers crossed.
I'm not going to hold my breath because she told us 2019 that we were getting an album.
Anti will be 5 years old before the end of this month.
Yep.
Anyways, back to you. Yeah. Work, 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 work.
I've been working, y'all. I'm tired. Ooh. I can't wait for my 4-day weekend.
Look.
Y'all have no idea.
If you want to push the May back on Monday.
Girl.
You got to work, sis.
I can't. I'm tired.
You got to work, sis.
I'm tired. But it's fine. When you start a new job, it's just so much training. And then with COVID. Everything is on a computer, so sitting down and staring at a computer for 4 plus hours. And then on top of that, some of the people are based on the West Coast, so all week we've been going off of West Coast time.
Okay, see, now we need to split that thing
when the trainer was in Boston. So I was like...
You know trainers are early risers, though.
But she's in Boston. If we don't start till 1 p.m., it's 1 for her. I don't understand why... We couldn't start at a regular time. Like, I would have been okay starting at 11.
I don't know. Trainers be flexible.
They do.
They be flexible.
But her and the other girl was in Houston. So I was like,
It's a lot.
Why are we working off of Pacific time? But okay. I'm over. It's done. That part is done, child.
More training next week?
Yeah, mostly for my team. But I'll be on calls just to, so I know
I'm
what
so
the hell people
for
doing.
You.
Girl, it's a lot.
Ooh, I have some exciting news to share too, but okay. I'll share it off of air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air. I forgot to tell you about.
Oh, okay.
A conversation I had today that was really good.
Was this with the person that you told me you were supposed to have a conversation with?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So let's get through.
Don't forget, because I
won't.
Will.
Oh, I know.
You see how my brain's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's I get it.
It's the bad armpit.
Y'all. They should. Deja is sore under her arm, and the first thing she went to was, what's wrong? What's happening? Mm-hmm. But y'all, she's fine, okay?
I'm fine.
Nothing's going on. But anywho, how was your week?
My week has been good.
Good.
It's been chill for the most part. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot going on outside of work that I've did too much to be traveling.
Yeah.
I've done too much. But nonetheless, it is what it is. In true Deja fashion, I'm just out of touch, you know, and not as efficient with the travel packing and all
that.
Girl,
well, you've been out the game. It's hard.
Let me say this too: I've thrown a lot of stuff in the bag, so it's not going to be hard tonight to like figure it out. But what's throwing me off is I don't know if you've ever traveled to a desert.
Yes,
during this time of year, not like in the dead of the summer, but you know, deserts are so freaking
dry.
Tricky because in the day, the high is like 75
and then it's cold as shit.
And then the nights are 40, 45.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I got to pack a combination of like boots and sandals.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's weird.
Honestly, I'm not even there that long. So I got to.
Yeah. You're only 3 days.
Yeah. Friday to Monday.
Yeah. It's a quick trip.
Start dethinking it, which I've already started dethinking it in my head, and I know my game plan when I get home.
Okay,
but also got to cook for myself and for Tyrell, and
start using that slow cooker.
Yeah, it's just I have a slow cooker.
I'm about to
and
give
I
me
love
a, bigger
a good
one.
Slow cooker.
Okay,
the only thing that keeps me from using my slow cooker more than I would. I know when I have kids, I'll use it a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens with a lot of my slow cooker meals is we only end up eating about half of what it makes.
Because
it makes so much.
I feel like a slow cooker is good. Like once I start going back to my trainer and all that, it'll be good for like meal prep.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in the slow cooker, let it do what I'll just make the sides. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Make my meat in the slow cooker. And then just make the sides and just be done with it. That's going to be my plan because I really don't have time to do shit
you
right now.
You will not have time.
Child.
Look, but I may be with you with Julius.
You think so?
Because
it's
I haven't
hard.
Found any other options.
I haven't either. None that I really like. and none that aren't too busy trying to be an Instagram trainer as opposed to like a real trainer.
Yeah.
I don't like Instagram trainers. I mean, we talked
about it. Yeah. The two people that I talked to, and one was just out of my budget and the other was out of my geographical sphere.
Yeah. Ain't nobody going over there, girl.
So I'm like, okay, I'm debating about different options.
The thing, I will say this, if you're a naturally bubbly person, he can adjust to match your energy.
But are you going to be going at the butt crack of dawn?
No.
Mm-mm. Kirsten said that now. What time would you ideally want to go?
Either 7 to 10.
Okay, I'll go with you. I'll start back up with you.
Once I saw my schedule, I ain't doing I'm ready. Shit early. Okay.
I need his number or whatever.
Yes, send him a message on Instagram.
Okay, I will.
Julius, honestly, he'll match your energy. If you're like, let's do it, he can get to that. Mm-hmm. It's just, his personality is very just chill. Mm-hmm. Especially if he, by 7, he be up.
I wonder if Tyrell will go with me.
Yeah, you should ask.
Not a good idea. Oh, okay. We need our own space and those sort of things. Or goes
at separate times. Yeah. Every couple can't work out together.
No. He tried that shit. Honestly, it's my fault.
Okay.
He tried to work out with me when we first met, and I was like, no, I'm not into lifting like that, and I don't He was like, I'll tailor it to you, babe, and I was very anti, and once we nailed that coffin, we've never reopened it. I've tried. I'd be like, babe, I'm ready to work out together. And he's like, no. Mm-mm.
You already told me no once.
Uh-uh.
Absolutely not.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Just tell him, like, I'm getting married in May. I'm trying to get he'll.
Yeah. And that's honestly not even my biggest thing. Like, shape. Yeah, I want to look good for my wedding, but just I'm perfectly, because the wedding was supposed to be last May. That's true. I was fine being out where I was last March when it got canceled. Not May. I gained about 10 pounds between March and May. It's more so like this whole 30 thing. And I just want to start off this new decade and hopefully set some new habits.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Send him a message. I told him 7. I would start in February after I figured out my life. With this new schedule.
Start the last week of January with me.
Okay. What is that, the 28th?
So not
that?
Next week, but the next week after that.
Okay, hold on.
What days are you going?
It's 4 days a week.
Oh, for how much?
2 something?
I don't know if I can do 4 days a week. Because I'm already working out. I committed to something on every Friday, so I can't do Friday.
Well, he only does Monday through Thursday.
Oh, that's
he don't
lot.
Do Friday.
I will be honestly, tired.
But honestly, though, it I loved it because I never worked out when I wasn't with him because I didn't
need to. That's true.
I never had to work out.
I think I'll do 3 because.
Yeah, do 3.
The one thing that I do need to start back doing, especially with this, is I got to get back in to see my girl, Alyssa, at FitCore. If you guys are looking for a physical therapist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I took a break. Well, I had to cancel because of COVID, and I told her I would just see her in the new year once all that happened. I was like, girl, by the time I finish quarantining, like, let's just I gotta start going to see her, and I think it's important once I start working out
go
again.
3, but I love the 4 because it was like I don't work out ever when I'm not in here, because an hour and 10 minute workout be hard as shit, and
hell
I'd be like I'm tired.
Hour and 10 45 minutes is where I like to draw the line.
Really, like, it's usually like an hour. The thing is, some people take longer than others to get through it. So some people
be
like an hour and a half. Some people be in there for like an hour and a half just trying to get through all the workouts. But when you first start, he really does. He eases you into the intensity.
Man, my Starbucks budget is about to be out of control this
year. I already told him, don't start that shit early. Don't be having me do all the crazy shit you used to have me do early.
No,
I'm tired.
I got to ease back into it. Yeah, like, treat me like an obese person. I've never been here before. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just send him a message. Let me know, and then I'll move it up to come with you.
Man, I can't wait to be in shape. At least low-key shape. I can't wait to be able to do barely do a solid core class again.
I know, because that shit was hard.
But we were low-key in shape.
We
like,
were.
Like, we were there. That first class was ridiculous. The second class was manageable.
Yeah. That first class, I was like, God damn.
And I was struggling more than you. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, boing. Let me walk my ass across the street to Vibe Ride. I don't know what y'all got going over here.
Everybody in there was just, slide. I was like, y'all make it look so easy.
Meanwhile,
they
my machine slapped them together. Try not to have
Aisha was trying to get it together. Oh, y'all. I like solid core, though.
It was a phenomenal workout. Michelle Obama did or does them.
Yeah. I might start going back at some point when COVID is over. Who knows when that'll
be. I don't know. I don't have ClassPass, and I don't feel I don't think I'm going to renew it.
I don't think so either. ClassPass was good. But they could have done better. Like, they could have had more variety on there to me.
Oh, they had a lot of variety on there to me. It's just, it was good for where I was. ClassPass is good for a person. I could get to that point again where I don't need so much structure. Like, mm-hmm. I'm in a decent amount of shape.
Yeah.
To where I was motivated to work out on my own. Mm-hmm.
That was me.
And take advantage. I'm not there right now.
I don't feel like doing shit.
I need that structure.
Working out this morning was a struggle because I sure didn't feel like it. I was like, I gotta work out. I was like, I gotta get up.
And it was a struggle. Terry kicked my ass.
I did Terry's.
Okay.
She kicked my ass too.
Was that not a hard workout?
Girl, I said, what the hell, Terry?
She was like, hype as fuck.
Yeah. Talking about some woo. Like, what is going on?
I hate it when that damn Pop Smoke song comes on because she, I don't know if y'all can hear it, but she be in there like, woo. Yeah. Stop. And I looked crazy in that video. There were multiple times where I was like, I'm going to die. Please let me be off camera. And she was like, come closer. Come closer. And I was like,
so I was like, absolutely not.
It was a good workout. She'd be like, it's a power 30. We got a power. And I'm like, turn this music speed down.
I'm tired. Shit. Awesome. Knee. I was like, fuck these knees. Right. God damn it. Lunge.
Girl. That's what I'd be back there thinking. Shut up.
Right. I was in my room this morning like, fuck this shit. I got to, I had like 5 minutes. I said, all right, Terry, I can't. I said, I'm hungry and I'm tired. Uh-oh, girl.
You just missed abs, but abs be good too.
Lord. I was like, she trying to kill me and it's too early. I ain't trying to die.
Girl. Well, I hope that our little conversation is, if y'all are currently like doing fitness stuff, being motivated, send me and Kirsten some motivation. Email us, tweet us some motivation because we've got a long journey ahead. But it honestly, it's like, it doesn't take that long to get back in the swing of things.
It doesn't.
Be killer. And I'm
because y'all, I'm 2 years ago, I was very in shape.
Yeah.
I was working out 4 days a week, eating better, like meal prepping.
Yeah,
now,
Kirsten was a habitual meal prepper.
Every week, I had a new thing.
Some funky ass fish. Yeah,
I knew she was going there. But damn it, that shit did me right because I looked good.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked good. Marlon was like, Marlon saw a picture of me from 2 years ago. He was like, babe, when was this? Because he didn't know how. I said, a couple years ago. This is before we met? Yes, babe. I was working out regularly. Well, which trainer was that? I was like, are you trying to tell me something?
See, that's why I'm glad, but I'm also not glad. I'm glad that me and Tyrell got fat together.
I got this lanky ass six pack.
We got fat together.
Six pack in my house every damn day. All he eat is fruit and work out for a living. And he don't gain a pound. Meanwhile, here I am like, I gotta watch what I'm eating. You want some cake? No, I don't want any damn cake.
No.
Shit.
No. I look back at pictures when me and Tyrell met. I'm like, oh my God.
Girl.
Oh my. We barely there. We were barely there. Those were the days.
I'm telling you, child. All right. Let's get into some hot topics.
Hot topics.
All right, let's just start with the one thing that had every single black woman highly pissed off. Michael B. Jordan confirmed his relationship with Lori Harvey.
Why y'all mad?
A lot of people were upset.
Y'all can't be haters all y'all life,
bro. A lot of people
were
upset about this. For those that don't know, Michael B. Jordan, we talked about this a couple months ago when they were first photographed together.
Yeah,
you know how
Thanksgiving.
In Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They're in Atlanta now, actually. If they're not here now, they were here last night. Yeah. She apparently turned 24 last night. She was here in Atlanta with her family. Michael was by her side. Mm. This is the first time, I think, since we've known about Michael B. Jordan that he's publicly claimed that he is in love,
Okay, so let's get there. Let's talk about it. Because that little video that they posted, I don't think it's reciprocal.
You don't?
I'm still not getting any, like, the true chemistry. Authenticity from her.
Yeah.
And it could just be her.
Yeah, because she don't say shit, really. She's very...
It could just be her. We don't know enough about her to, like, know her personality. Yeah, but I'm like, he seems like,
For real, he is in.
And she's just kind of like, hey, fine-ass nigga.
Yeah.
All right.
They call each other Turtle and Nugget. You know, showing some love on good old the IG.
We gonna see.
Yeah. You know.
All I know is, keep in mind, Lori, if you happen to listen to this podcast, that... Where do you go from here, sis?
Yeah, that's a good question. Michael B. Jordan is up there. He's pinnacle.
He is there.
Yeah, that's true.
For me, personally.
And Idris is already married.
He is the finest. Like, when I think of, like, the sexiest man in entertainment, like, that is Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. There is no finer to me. There are other contenders.
But
Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, there's numerous other contenders.
Yes.
Kofi.
Kofi is fine. Ooh. That chocolatey goodness. Good God.
The only other person for me that is literally, like, just about there with Michael is Trevante Rhodes.
Now that right there.
Woo. Be careful.
Girl, it's empty. Thank God. Him, he is a fine goosebumps. Piece of chocolate.
Goosebumps.
Girl, that man is gorgeous.
Can't even look at him for too long.
For real, he is just fine. Girl. I was like, oh my God.
Girl.
God took his time on Trevante Rhodes, okay? Took his time on Michael B. Jordan, too.
He did.
Woo!
That's the only other... I mean, for me, again, for me, I know y'all be out here thinking niggas like fucking John Legend are fine, but...
Yeah, I don't still don't understand how you got sexiest man alive, but that's
Understand that more than Blake Shelton.
I honestly understand Blake Shelton more than John Legend.
Stop it.
I do.
Stop it.
Truly.
Stop it. That man is funny, though.
He is hilarious.
Blake Shelton be cracking me up on the voice.
He's so funny.
Can't help but root for him.
I know. He's so funny. His country ass.
Right.
He's so funny.
But yeah, so I just hope she remembers that. Like, you know, unless she dates like some random.
I mean, they're both fine. Publicly like claiming each other, which is very out of character for her.
Mm-hmm.
She typically doesn't do that, even when we know about it. Like, Future never really got
on the gram.
Yeah, he didn't get gram action.
I mean, she's smarter than that.
Yeah.
Because you know Marjorie in the background, like.
Marjorie don't play. You know Marjorie taught her the game, okay?
Marjorie is in the background Lady Dambering this shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, giving the rawest, best advice ever.
Yep.
So, you know, when it came to Future, she was probably like, don't. Marjorie, that's
just
not
your
brand.
Fun. Right. Have fun. Have fun. But, he take you to Jamaica? Enjoy that.
Right.
But don't read too much into that. That man got 9 kids.
And don't post anything. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you'll be pregnant.
Okay, because girl, she made it out of that with no babies. That's an accomplishment when it comes to that man. But yeah, so happy birthday to her. She's 24.
I hope she decides to make her own jerseys, because I will be buying.
You know, they need to put her jersey in the rafters at this point.
Look.
Because, wow.
I'm trying to enroll in the Lori Harvey training program.
Okay.
Even though I'm married, I still need that zhuzh in my marriage. I might be able to get some extra stuff.
The thing is, every dude she has dated has been this enamored by this
That's
girl.
The thing.
It's
and I don't
wild
get it.
To me.
She's beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But damn.
What her daddy look like? Her real daddy.
Hold on. I saw him.
He fine?
Little, no.
Oh, so that's
she looked just like her mama.
She
they
does
all
look just
do,
like
her. They all look like her.
Yeah,
she got strong genes. Mm. Her ex husband is in jail too. They daddy's in jail.
Wasn't he like a drug dealer or something?
Some wild shit.
Yeah, I know he had money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm not mad at it. I'm excited. You know, I'm one of those people. Once I realize that I will not have you. I am happy for whoever makes you happy. It took me a long time to achieve that with Justin Timberlake, but you know, once I got there, and now I love Jessica Biel. Like that's my sister. I root for her.
Okay.
I watch The Sinner. Okay. So I'm rooting for you, Lori.
Oh, she's been married twice. Oh,
I didn't know that. I knew she was married once before, but
it says Marjorie was married twice before tying the knot with Steve. She grew up in Memphis and was married twice and had three kids before ending up with Steve. She married her first ex-husband, Jim Townsend, in the late 90s. He was sentenced to life behind bars for attempting to purchase 40 kilos of cocaine.
But
was pardoned after serving 26 years in 2017.
Ooh, that's a raw bitch.
She said she severed ties with him shortly after and divorced him 5 years into his sentence.
So that's the month. That's Lori's dad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the next husband?
Recently Jim revealed that he intends to publish a memoir about his marriage to Marjorie and the drug ring they ran together.
Ooh! I hope they put it on audio with a good narrator.
I have no allegiance to Marjorie. She showed her hand. I'm going to tell my story. It don't matter if she knows about it.
Look.
Okay.
Do y'all know
Marjorie's second ex-husband, Darnell Woods, is the father of her three children.
Oh, okay.
Huh. He was a drug dealer, too.
See.
Their marriage may or may not have also ended with him in prison, but facts are sparse, and Marjorie herself has been mum on the subject. Together, they welcomed kids, Morgan, Jason, and Lori, who have since been adopted by Steve.
And see, they y'all all gotta remember, look like her. Steve Harvey was a lot more than who he was now. Steve Harvey was a ghetto ass.
He was not this dapper, put together guy.
That nigga was ghetto.
As hell.
So when he met Marjorie, she was probably talking that shit, and he was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kudos.
So Marjorie taught her the game. Y'all keep playing. Marjorie is a cold bitch. Okay.
Okay.
Shit. All right. Moving on.
Okay.
So Donald Trump has been impeached twice now. You know, I don't really know where that's gonna go. But yeah. So after the whole siege on the Capitol, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Which, by the way, they still catching all y'all dumbasses that went in there with no mask. Faces, an Olympic gold medalist was apparently in there.
Keelan.
Yeah, wild shit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they still getting y'all. And then apparently, I don't know how true this is, but I heard about it. I read like a thread on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take it for what you will. So apparently the Capitol is so big, a lot of times people have a hard time getting service in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they somehow did something with like all the different cell phone carriers. So, mm-hmm. you know, like normally most people, when you're out and about, you just ping off of a random mm-hmm. tower.
Yeah.
There's apparently like a smaller tower in the Capitol.
Oh, wow.
For people to actually get service.
Wow.
So all them people that went into the Capitol with their phones were pinging, so it's easy to place them.
They were
there.
Taking so many pictures and videotaping on their lives and all kinds of stuff.
Telling on themselves.
Because here's the thing. They didn't think that it's a problem mm-hmm. for them. They think that it's their right to do that.
Exactly.
And it's working in our favor right mm-hmm. now for them to learn that it's not. Mm-hmm. Just dumb. And speaking of the gold medalists, like that just feeds into the argument or feeds against, I guess you could say, goes against the argument when people are talking about white supremacy and how it's been like economic angst. Well, there's economic angst and fear among white. No, these rich white people are out there too. Yep. Saw that lady took a private plane there. No. Guy that owned the grocery stores in Louisiana? No. It's just white supremacy. It's a fear of losing their supremacy. That's mm-hmm. all it is. Stop trying to tie it to things other than the fact that this country has been harboring a white supremacy mindset, coaxing it for centuries, and now it's finally come to a head and to a point where it's like, oh shit, maybe this is a little bit dangerous. Maybe this isn't going to last any longer. And here we are. But please tell me you saw the tweet. So apparently, and again, I didn't fact check this. You know, y'all be pulling pictures from random and be putting mm-hmm. them together. But apparently Nancy Pelosi wore the same dress for both impeachment. And the guy tweeted, every now and then you got to go
out of impeachment dress. I saw that this morning. I told myself, I got my impeachment dress on. Oh, that was me this morning.
Me too.
I said, oh, she didn't come to play with you hoes.
No.
Y'all, we'll see if he gets convicted in the Senate. Mitch McConnell is apparently for it all of a sudden.
Well, he's for it, but he's also delayed it.
Yeah. It won't be until after the inauguration. Yeah. But yeah, the moving trucks have been brought out. He's out here, y'all.
I'm just wait. I can't believe Melania has not yet still come up and been like, you know,
are we gonna get a divorce? We're gonna get a
fuck him. Yeah. I am done.
Right.
Thank you.
You're going to get a divorce announcement after he's officially out of office. It's coming.
Did you see the story about the Ivanka and
Jared?
About the secret, they won't let Secret Service use the bathrooms in their homes.
What?
So Secret Service has been paying $3,000 a month to supply like porta potties or bathrooms or something. Yes. Apparently they live like down the street from
the Obamas.
Yeah. And so they were going to the Obamas to use the bathroom, but apparently one person fucked that up for the group and like had a bad accident or something there. And so they've had to like resort to like using it at restaurants and all that kind of stuff. Yes, it came out. It was in the Washington Post.
Oh my God. Yeah. I hate people like that. Girl. That sounds like the help.
Girl. But that's what somebody tweeted. They were like, so I'm sure they have plenty of staff that helps them. Do they not? Can they not use the bathroom either? Who knows? These people are crazy. I can't wait for them all to rot in jail.
I'm ready for them all to be gone. They said Trump is also considering pardoning himself and if he can even do that, which he shouldn't be able to, y'all. I think he can.
Well, can and he fully kids. Pardon himself? Like, I think because he can. Pardon himself from what? Does it have to be towards certain charges? We need a law expert on this.
I don't know the ins and outs, but I'm pretty sure I read on CNN that he actually had the ability to pardon himself and his children.
That's what I need to know, like, because I feel like he's about to get, as soon as he steps foot off that, well, he's not going to the inauguration, but as soon as the power transfers, I feel like he's about to get hit with a lot of charges that he don't even know about.
He is.
Like,
New York is waiting on that. New York is waiting for next week to get his ass.
You saw Andrew Yang is running for mayor.
Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting. Yeah. He gonna bring the, what is it, universal basic income to New York?
I don't know.
Andrew Yang is out here, though.
He is.
He's out here trying to make a difference, he said. So
is that it?
I don't know. He was supposed to be a part of Biden's administration, but he turned it down.
That's what he said. I feel like Biden's administration was sitting like, back like, nah. They turned on that Breakfast Club interview and was like, who talked to this nigga?
It wasn't us.
Did anybody call this nigga? Why are you lying?
I like Andrew Yang for the most part. I mean, running for president was a big jump, so I feel like he should get into the mayor, like the local.
I don't like the fact that he's just another representation that if you have money, you can do get into politics
because
without any experience.
Michael Bloomberg did the same thing. He spent like $300 million.
Don't get me started. I cannot.
He spent a shit ton of money and still didn't win.
Michael Bloomberg. To the point where I try not to even read Bloomberg.
Oh.
But it owns so many different stuff. It don't even matter. But yeah. What else happened this week, Kirsten?
So YFN Lucci is wanted for an Atlanta murder.
Okay. Uh-oh. Tell me about this.
I saw that. Rayshon Bennett is his real name. He is tied to a shooting death of an Atlanta man back in December.
Who died? I mean,
he's wanted on multiple charges for his role in the shooting death of 28-year-old James Adams.
It was so many shootings in Atlanta.
And they still shooting. That's why I'm not taking my ass up to Lenox. Y'all crazy as hell for going up there.
James Adams?
Yes. 28-year-old James Adams.
I'm trying to remember this, like.
Oh, audio in connection to YFN Lucci's arrest has been released. Oh.
What?
There's a not. Oh. Hello. Man,
we have help on the way already. Tell me exactly what happened.
We don't know about me and my sister. We were just walking down the street and somebody just rolled down the street with a man hanging out the car. They just pushed him out the truck and left him for dead.
Ma'am, I thought you said he was shot in the head.
Yes, he is shot in the head. They threw him out the car. He just died. He just took his last breath.
We have the ambulance already on the way, okay?
So I'm not sure how they identify YFN Lucci with that, but apparently that's the 911 call that led to his arrest.
Damn, that's right over.
Where was it at?
By the West End. Always. People Street.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you, I was like, I feel like I know that street because we were just over there going to a record store. it wasn't off of People Street, but it's right like in that area, and we were circling around.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? All I know is I've been saying this, that Regine dodged a bullet. She's better.
No, she back with him. She been back with him for a minute. That birthday party she had not too long ago, he was there and he threw that for her.
Oh no. Oh, Regine, you're prettier than this.
Better than
you're
that.
You're richer than this.
Okay.
You are. You just deserve so much more. Mm-hmm. Baby girl. Mm-hmm. I know they'd be trying to make you feel like you don't because you're brown skin, but fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve so much more. You need to go out and get you like a tech giant or something. Ooh, Regine, I got the perfect candidate for you, girl. You need to find that fine ass nigga in that video with his mama that just passed the bar. They in California.
Oh, sorry.
You saw that video?
I know who that is. That's
You know who that is. He was fine.
Her name is April Daniels. She was married to LaShawn Daniels. He was a songwriter, like a really
that
big
that died randomly.
Yeah, that's his son. Mm-hmm.
That's why she was so emotional. Mm-hmm. That video had me in tears.
Really?
She felt that. She was happy. She was calling on the Lord, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so either y'all had something traumatic happen, one, or that nigga really fucked around in law school and you are shocked as hell. One of the two. Like, you really, like.
It could have been both because he was probably in law school when his dad died.
Yeah. So yeah, had to be because that just happened like last year.
Ago, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay, Regine. That's a good kid. He was fine. And he already has money, and he's about to get that money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It says, according to the arrest affidavit, Wyphen's been being held behind bars on no bond. The alleged murder victim is James Adams, a member of his crew.
Oh.
Cops say Adams was seen on video before the shooting saying, "We're fitting to fuck this city up, man." And yeah, we're fucking this city up.
Mm.
Authorities say YFN and the crew had been driving around a part of Atlanta dominated by a rival gang.
Oh.
Cops say on the night of the shooting, the SUV entered an oncoming lane of traffic and stopped on the left shoulder, allowing Adams and the front passenger of the vehicle, Rayvon Boyd, to fire multiple gunshots from assault rifle-style firearms at people in the rival gang's territory. Cops say another guy, Kevin Wright, sustained at least one gunshot wound in the shooting while Adams was shot in the head by return gunfire. He died, but not before cops say Adams was manually ejected from the vehicle a short distance away, his body left on the street.
So what?
I'm guessing, well, because a lot of the times when you go and shoot at somebody and the person that you're with gets murdered, you're now a part of that murder. Like, I you're guess. Now in, like, you get charged.
Accessory
for,
type stuff.
You get charged for their murder, too.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if somebody shoots back in self-defense, they can't go to jail for that.
Yeah.
But the people that were with him, that were shooting with him.
Got you.
They get charged because.
Assault.
Y'all shouldn't have been there.
Attempted murder, different stuff like that.
Well, that's why he got charged with murder, because y'all was with him.
Wow.
And they shot back. You can't get mad at them for shooting back. Y'all came over there messing
with them. That's crazy. That's crazy. One, that's just crazy. Two, y'all, I have a false insecurity when I be in the hood, and I be knowing I'm in the hood, but I don't be feeling like shit like that. Right. Pop
I don't
off.
Feel like people gonna bother me.
And then when I go watch the news, I be like, oh
shit. It really popped off. Rival gas. I was just there.
Say it ain't right. So. Not at the West End.
Right.
They only do that stuff in Buckhead
right.
these days.
Okay, because y'all Lies. Acting a fool in Buckhead.
I love the West End.
Yeah, it was so.
I hate
that's
that it's
how
being
it
gentrified, but
I
know them
girl,
white people.
It's
shook.
A $300,000 and $400,000 houses now in the West End.
Girl.
They building $400,000 houses up the street from Clark. Girl,
don't get me started because the West End really pisses me off because that's historically.
Very much so.
That's historically black communities.
It ain't black now.
This is what y'all gave us to live in. How dare you come in now? That's like Overtown
now.
In Miami. Mm. It's about to be in Little Havana. Those areas are about to be gentrified. It's like you literally told us we had nowhere to live 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is where y'all told us we could live, and now y'all want to
well,
take that.
Even Keisha came out years ago and was like, do not sell y'all's homes because the investors are
Keisha
looking at this.
Keisha playing both sides. I
That's
love
true.
Her.
Yes, she is.
I love her. But she's playing both sides because she's not stopping when the city is taking siege on these people's homes.
That's true.
Which is happening.
Child, everything is just getting so damn expensive. I was telling Marlon, I was like, at this rate, child, I don't know what we finna
come
do.
Come on out to Kennesaw with us, baby.
Kennesaw.
Come on out to Kennesaw.
I was like, babe, I don't know what we're gonna do, but there's this house that's up the street from me that it needs work, tons of work. Mm-hmm. But it's affordable as hell. It's a like a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house. Mm-hmm. It's been on the market for like 3 months now. Mm-hmm. I was telling Marlon, I was like, if you like this area, we could just buy it, hire a good contractor, and fix it up. And Marlon was like, we'll think about it. I'm like,
y'all gonna be out in Kennesaw with us, girl. And I've made up. I don't know where else I'm gonna go. So that's where I figure we're gonna be next.
They're doing so much new construction out there now. I saw a few houses that I like out in Kennesaw.
Yeah, I love Marietta, but
Marietta too. There's some beautiful houses getting built in Marietta, but shit, that's expensive.
I mean,
as hell too.
City of Marietta is fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. East Cobb Marietta, I have no interest in being in. Because they're about to annex that anyways. Mm-hmm. It's about to be East Cobb, Georgia, which mm-hmm. is a whole nother hilarious story. It's a whole nother white supremacy.
You know, that's how they do.
Yeah.
Oops, woo! Sorry, y'all. Sorry. I thought I turned my off. Go
it's
ahead.
Okay. So I had an item for Hot Topics, too. Not sure if you were into this that much. I feel like we've never talked about it in that detail, but did you hear about the Sex and the City reboot?
I sure did, with no Samantha.
Girl. And you know, like, we already knew they were feuding, mm-hmm. or more
she
so.
She wasn't fucking with them, basically.
She wasn't fucking with SJP.
Yeah,
she wasn't fucking with Sarah Jessica Parker. Mm-hmm. But you know that shit is real, because did you hear how much they're about to be paid?
A million an episode. You know she don't fuck with you if she turned down a million an episode.
A million an episode.
Because I've been like, we could work it out. We could
for
have
$10 million.
Okay, shit.
What you mean?
I'd be like, she all right. Ain't got no beef. We good.
I mean, think about what we making. We work with people we don't like
okay.
every day. It's got to be real rooted.
Real, okay.
And I'm like,
damn.
What did Sarah Jessica Parker do
ain't no telling.
To Kim Cattrall?
She is not fucking with her at all.
Do you think you're going to watch it?
No.
Samantha was my favorite character.
Mine too, which is probably without her. It's like, oh.
So I really,
Samantha
mean, Charlotte's
the
cute,
spice.
But that whole
Samantha
being in love,
spice.
She brought the spice. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Carrie was my least favorite character. She's the most annoying character. I wouldn't mind watching. I liked watching Miranda, but she began to stress so quick.
Miranda be over it.
I love that part of the show when Blair Underwood was digging her down, though. That was fun.
Okay, every now and then.
Oh, you know what? I got to text my mom because we were just talking about how Blair Underwood don't ever be playing the good guy.
Ever. He's always an asshole.
That's something that he was the good guy in. We were like, he ain't been the good guy since Set It Off.
I was about to say he was the good guy in Set It Off.
But that's another example. He was the good guy in Sex and the City because they broke up amicably.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything crazy.
I'm trying to think, what other shows have I seen him in that he was also the good guy? Because he always whooping somebody.
If it's a movie, that nigga is crooked.
I got to look at his IMDb.
But nonetheless, I can kind of watch. I am kind of interested in seeing like Miranda's storyline because I love Steve and I love their little ginger baby. Well, he's not a baby anymore. But Charlotte, I love her quirks, but she be working my nerves with that whole happy Doolittle damn lifestyle and that ugly ass husband.
Damn, he was the bad guy in Malibu's Most Wanted too.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. That nigga will play a villain.
Bad guy in damn Blair. This is bad.
I told you. TV shows I may have missed
some.
Because I know he's been in some TV shows and I didn't watch them. So maybe he was the good guy. But if it was a movie,
he was always the asshole.
Yep. Except for Sex and the City and
Set It Off.
He was
the great guy and Set It Off. Oh, well. Anywho. Damn, Blair. Because he was whipping old girl's ass in the Madea movie.
Yes.
He was an I hated him in that movie.
Hated Lynn Whitfield. That was the real villain.
Lynn Whitfield be.
Also, when has she ever played it?
That's
Lynn
true.
Be like, if I can't be a villainous bad bitch, no,
I don't
thank
want
you.
It. Because she's a villain in Thin Line Between Love and Hate. She was crazy as hell.
That's debatable.
That was partially
villain,
she was led on too.
By, she was pushed. As most villains are.
That's true. In the Madea movie, she was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Eve's Bayou.
She wasn't super bad.
She was pushed.
Okay. She was pushed.
If your husband was around house calls, would you not have been mad too?
I don't count her as the bad guy for that. When your husband cheats on you and do shit like, all bets are off. All bets are off.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I have that on DVD.
Do you have a DVD player, Nation?
We got a PlayStation 4.
Well, that works.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Trying to play me.
Versus Ashanti and Keisha Cole finally got a date.
Oh, it was rescheduled?
Yeah.
For when?
That's a good question. I just saw it. Sorry.
Now I have a random pain in my foot. Well. Same side. I think I'm dying.
You're not dying. You're fine.
I think I'm dying.
You're not dying.
I'll Google it.
Okay. Sometime in January, child. I don't know.
I'll die. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm not going to manifest that. But
here we go. January 21st. So
I forgot. What were we talking
that's
about?
That's a Thursday. Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll probably Thursday. Forget about it until I see it.
Until on it's on Twitter or something. Yeah. I was really excited for it, and now it's like, okay.
Have you seen that show on Netflix that's like near-death experiences?
I heard about it, but I haven't watched it. I feel like that I would think I was going to die all the time now.
I don't know about you. I've tuned into it. I haven't finished it. I started watching the first like two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel better about this whole death thing.
What?
Honestly. Because these people's near-death experiences really, I mean, I don't know if they're all good people or what, but it sounded like they were going to heaven. Everybody sounded like they was going to heaven.
It sounded like they was going to
everybody
heaven.
Sees lights. They have this like blissful feeling. This one lady saw people that she knew she was connected to, but she didn't like know them. So it was like her ancestors.
Okay.
We assume it was her ancestors. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it sounds really cool. Just watch. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Lord, I do hear everybody. I see the white light. All that shit.
There's this one lady. Her account was really interesting. She was having premonitions.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, don't play with that shit. I believe in that shit. If you keep having these dreams and signs and God be talking to us, okay? However he needs to communicate. Nonetheless,
okay.
This lady was pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. And she had these premonitions that she had this condition that she was going to cause her hemorrhaging and that she was going to die in the childbirth.
Oh, shit.
Like she was having vivid lots of them. Not like one.
Mm-hmm.
She would express it to her husband. It's fine. Express it to her doctor. You're fine. Lo and behold, that lady goes into childbirth.
She started hemorrhaging.
She hemorrhages. She flatlines. She experiences being elevated above her body, being able to see
everything
the room.
Going on.
Yeah, everything going on. She's able to recount things that the doctor said in the room. That the doctor, her gynecologist, was like "There's
she
was dead.
Yeah.
There's no way she would have had any type of consciousness to have known I said this.
Yeah.
Or I was standing here."
Mm-hmm.
Girl. Oh, and that's a few of the people they were able to tell their doctors
what happened.
Mm-hmm. Child. But it was the ancestor thing that had me like, amen.
I knew y'all was here.
Hey guys.
I knew y'all was here. Sound like my mama. Mama be like, your grandmother and your grandfather are right there. You don't have anything to worry. And every now and then I'd be like, yeah, I can tell. Sometimes I can tell. Every now and then when I see a damn ladybug, I'm like, oh hey grandma. I know she around somewhere. But anywho, y'all, let's not get too sentimental because I start crying.
That was me watching the show.
Y'all, that
I was
lady.
Like, hey, Auntie Dee Dee.
I really hate
I can't
that I
wait
didn't
to
get
see
to meet
you.
Her. I met her, but.
You can teach me how to make potato salad.
Oh, I hate that my grandmother died so young.
Mm-hmm.
She was 65.
I'm sure she's in this blissful state.
Oh, she probably out there living her best life. Her and my grandfather, child, they. Chilling and probably getting a kick out of her damn kids because my uncle is a hopeful.
I just hope I'm skinny.
That would be nice
in heaven and can eat whatever
I feel like you probably could because it's heaven. It's not like you got to count calories at this point. It doesn't matter.
Can eat whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I wake up and it's accessible. Whatever I want.
Honestly, y'all, that's really all I have for Hot Tops this week.
I have one more than for us.
What am I forgetting?
Let's moment of silence for the anticipated last season of Insecure.
Oh, yeah. Fifth and final season. In my head, I thought they would do seven. But five, it better be more than, how many episodes is it usually? 10?
10.
And we never going to get an hour-long episode. No. So that's going to suck.
I think it's going to be
10 episodes. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe one if HBO's feeling nasty.
Maybe.
We'll see. I just hope there's completion to everyone's story. And yeah. I really hope for a happy ending.
I saw somebody replied to her tweet and was like, so when does season one of Secure start, since we passed the Insecure stage? I was like, that's funny.
I'm done. I hope her and Lawrence end up together and they have a happy co-parenting relationship with Contessa if she has the baby.
But Contessa wanted the baby. Remember at the end she told him, like, you don't need to be around for this.
We'll see.
I'm going to keep this baby.
We'll see.
And Lawrence was like, huh? Essentially. So he's like, you going to do what now?
I hope Molly works through her stuff so that she can be a
That girl needs decent friend. She needs to go to therapy. She really does. Therapy helps. She's back in it. I hope she stays in it this time.
I hope she randomly reconnects with the very first guy that she dated that had said that he had been with a man in season one.
What was his name? Jared. Yes, Jared. He's fine. So.
I was like, I know we were just talking about Jared Kushner,
you going to cook them greens or some shit? I'm going to make the greens.
Right.
That shit was funny. I hope so.
He was my favorite person she dated.
She did see him again, though, in the last season. Yeah, because she thought he was gay because he was with a guy.
Yeah, she I forgot about that.
I was right. Like, she just knew.
Was like, no, ma'am.
No, this is my friend.
Right.
And the girls are over there.
Right. I would love for them to end up together because I feel like he really got her.
Yeah, he did. They got along really good.
Yeah. Mm. And I would love for her and Issa to be friends again. I could care less if Amanda Seals and her husband are even in the season.
Yeah,
honestly,
because really
if you're not
going to
make
season.
Him gay like he is, I'm just going to abandon it. I'm going to abandon it.
They and then I saw people starting to advocate for Kelly to get her own spinoff. I would love that.
Would watch the hell out of
it. I love Kelly.
Girl.
She is awesome.
Everybody's favorite character.
Okay. Remember Me Different. That shit was so... The funniest Insecure episode I have ever watched from
season
start
four,
to
whatever.
Finish. That
or no,
Coachella.
Three.
Coachella episode.
I knew it was going to be good when she was talking to herself in the mirror in the door. Shut up.
They tased her. She was like, oh, don't look at me. Remember Me Different. I hollered. And it's just funny when you like watch the episodes back and people be like, all the characters or people would be like, she improvised that entire thing. That shit was not in the script at all.
That shit was perfect. Perfect.
Remember Me Different. Oh, y'all.
That was a great episode.
That episode is the best.
The sex scene and the carousel.
Everything. It was so good and so funny. I
them talking to the white people when they're up trying to, because that be us. Okay, back up. Right. Back up.
It's because I'm black. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I know you saw us standing here.
Right. Does it have your name on it?
No.
No, bitch.
What?
Be ready to fight.
Right. Ready to fight.
Such a good episode. Yes. All right, let's get into the work playlist.
Let's do it. It's short for me this week. I've pretty much haven't listened to anything new and just been binging on all the stuff that I mentioned last week. However, want to give another ode to Rihanna as I listen to all of Anti, which flowed into Unapologetic, and a few songs from Good Girl Gone Bad, and wow, miss you, sis. Other than that, this week, all of my podcasts returned. So I've Friend Zone, the Ebony K. Williams show. It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders, Even the Rich. I think I told you about Even the Rich.
Mm-mm.
Did I tell you about that where they do the stories about rich people? I could have sworn I told you about when they did Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No, Even the Rich.
It's called Even the Rich. It's a podcast. Ooh. I don't know if you'll like it as much. But shout out to Brooke and, what's the other? Arisha. They're the hosts. They both follow me on Twitter.
Oh.
They know I'm a fan.
I see that.
So they do like typically 3 to 6 or so episodes mm-hmm. on a different rich family or person. So they've done the Royals.
I see that.
Specifically like Diana and Megan. Mm-hmm. They've done Beyonce and Jay-Z. Okay. Phenomenal.
I see that one.
They did Britney Spears. They did the John Getty. That was a really good one. You should listen to that. The Murdochs was also really, really good. Okay. But they're back now doing Paris Hilton. And kind of the background of her family.
Interesting.
Yes. Which is always a jewel, especially if you're a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan like myself. Because I don't know if you know that Paris Hilton's aunt is on. First of all, pause. Paris Hilton's aunt is like the French. She's like the NeNe Leakes of Real Housewives of Beverly. Two of her aunts actually started off.
Really?
Yes. Two of her aunts.
I didn't know this.
Her mom's joining next season. Yes. Oh, Kathy Hilton is supposed to be in the cast next season.
Oh, shit.
Yes, girl. So, but if you know Kyle Richards, if you know her name,
that's
her aunt. And yeah, Kim Richards and Kyle Richards.
Oh, that's Paris Hilton's aunt.
Yeah, that's Kathy's sisters. They have different dads from Kathy.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I had no idea. Yep. All right. Let me just star this little podcast.
Let me know what you think. They're cute. They're funny. They're corny. I love them. But yeah, so all my podcasts have been returning. And I've been binging that. And speaking of the friend zone, too. I don't know if you listened to this week's episode, but I didn't even catch it. But did you hear the issue with Anderson .Paak's verse on Price Tags?
No.
How he talks about the girl when she has the baby and comes out looking like Samuel Jackson. And he basically wraps up the verse like, you fucking with my lineage.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm light skinned. My father or grandma or something. Listen to it. I didn't even catch it. And then they talked about it on the friend zone. And I was like, oh, shit. Because Fran was saying how it's like one of her favorite. It was one of her favorite songs. And she loves Anderson .Paak. But she can't fuck with that verse.
Huh. I heard Price Tags and I listened to it. But I did not pick up on that.
I was like, oh,
damn.
Hmm.
I
mean, okay.
Maybe it was a joke.
Maybe. Awkward.
Right.
Okay. Awkward dark skinned turtle.
I can't.
What have you been listening to, Kirsten?
One song that I've had on repeat as of late, it just came out, ATM by Bree Runway featuring Missy Elliott.
Never heard of it.
Missy is in her bag on this song.
Okay.
I'll play you a little snippet.
Did you hear? Oh, okay, go ahead.
And the girl is chocolatey and gorgeous.
ATM, do you like money? It gave me Britney Spears vibes. My button again. Met a guy from England. He was flying first class straight to Japan. Said he wanna take me real high up, but I know he really only want my vagina. Swipe, swipe, that's my language. Only rock with a nigga that can handle it. You know what I need, and there ain't nobody finer. Shoes, top, skirt, bling, purse, or designer. Tough bitch, but my ass off. He said I look like a painting, but then go off. You know a girl like me cost, ain't gotta talk too much, but you know what's up. Pretty bitch, chocolate, like something to say. And I stay on his mind like a toothpaste. I don't really worry about getting too deep, cause you really know how to work that machine. Yep. This song is a bop, and Missy goes in. I like that.
She goes in on the song.
Fun.
Yeah, it's a fun song, ooh. And Missy has the entire second verse, and just, I was like, oh, I missed her.
Did you hear about her trying to say that tweets, oh, oops, oh my, is not about masturbation?
I did see that, and I was like, are you sure?
Because Jackie Hunt yelled at me that I liked that song before I even knew what masturbation was. He was like, do you know what they're talking about? And I was like, no. I just like this
right.
song. He was like, oh. Listen, it's trash music. Meanwhile.
Sounds like Jackie.
You see what his mouth is
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
He was just trying to shield me from the world. That is him.
One song I've been listening to, I actually listened to it on my way here. I haven't heard the song forever.
Ooh.
It's by Hustle Gang. And Hustle Gang consists of...
What song is it, Kirsten? Because there's one song that I love by Hustle Gang. And
Friends.
I love that song!
I love that song!
I still listen to it regularly.
My bitch, fuck all that.
I love that song.
I was in the car like, yes. That song just makes you instantly feel like a badass bitch.
Yes. And I love whatchamacallit's verse. Is it
Tokyo Jets?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That song is so good.
I love that song. I'm going to listen to it on the way.
I was playing it on my way here.
I don't know why that song wasn't bigger.
I haven't heard this song in forever. I don't either. But it's such a good song.
Yeah. It's a great one.
Also, 1 second. Let me pull it back up. Those are the two I've really been listening to, but LA is out with some new music. LA, E-L-H-A-E. I've talked about him before. Oh, LA. Is that how you say it?
I don't know. That's how I'd be saying it.
I just say LA.
I love his music.
He's so good. I love him.
Love his
music. He's got a song, Fun Fact, with Rick Ross. It's not my favorite, but it's all right. And then we've got, I didn't know Kelly Rowland dropped something. That's really honestly it. I haven't listened to anything super new, but I've also been busy as hell. So
yeah, you
that.
Have. You can't listen to music when you're on calls all day.
Child, look, that shit stops after this week.
You
y'all
can't do
leave
it.
Me be, honey, leave me be.
Let me go to his. Oh wait, you know what? I was thinking of. I was combining artists. E L H A E.
Yeah, who were you thinking of?
Elijah Blake. And I was combining them. I was combining them.
Yeah, Elijah Blake is bomb.
I love both of them.
He's so good. But yeah, LA is good. Listen to him. And that's about it, y'all.
All right.
Do we have a professional clap back?
Si, senorita.
Okay.
This week it's just giving them the bird. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. So I have to use this a lot. And it irritates me because I'm a very detail oriented mm-hmm. person. So like when I communicate with other people, especially professionals, mm-hmm. I try to be extremely detailed. Yeah. And it's just so irritating when yeah. people don't do it in return, or they just email you like these basic ass questions or sentences. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how the fuck am I supposed to know what you're talking about? So the professional way that I say that, and when I type it out or when I say it on the phone, boy, am I rolling my eyes because I'm literally thinking, how the fuck am I supposed to know what you're talking about or know exactly how to help you because you haven't given me any fucking details. But the professional way to say that is, would you mind providing additional context so I can understand? Mm. If I'm really feeling froggy, I may add an additional, like, apologies, no idea what you're referencing.
I say apologies, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Come on now.
Could you elaborate further?
Do you mind providing a screenshot?
Yeah, because people be, yeah, X, Y, Z. I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And they be, it's like a random fucking email.
No, I don't. I have no idea. This has no context. We don't have an email thread. And then what kills me is when they do multiple threat. We ain't doing this shit. It's too many. I've lost track of the conversation now.
I had to deal with that twice today mm-hmm. where someone just said, like, so-and-so is having an error with this. What is the error?
Right.
What are they experiencing?
Right. What? I can't help you. I don't know what you're talking
reader.
About. Yeah.
Then I had another person email describing someone else that was having issues in quotations. And it was the quote that they put was something like, they said that they were, quote, not seeing it.
Seeing what?
You didn't need to put that in quotes.
Right.
Two, seeing what?
What are you talking about?
Like, girl. So, yeah, we just provided y'all with a plethora of options mm-hmm. on how mm-hmm. to respond when people be, because, you know, black people. Nah, I'm not a goddamn mind
right.
reader.
Right. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
I'm not a mind reader.
Ma'am.
Come on
what
now.
What is this? What? Huh? Mm.
Nonetheless, mm-hmm. That is my professional clapback.
Good stuff.
Tip of the week?
Yeah. Y'all, it's I don't know how many of you all work salary jobs or whatever. It's a 3-day weekend coming up. We just
not
got
for everybody.
I know, not for everybody, unfortunately, which it should be. For me, it's a 4-day weekend. Praise God, because I'm tired.
You know they're listening to this on Monday, right? So I feel like this tip
fudge.
May be
it
null
may
and void.
Not help. well, shit. Okay, let's take it back then.
Okay.
I just realized that, like, y'all are not going to hear
this. Unless you're
going to
post
should.
It early.
I probably won't. I'm going to go home and go to sleep.
Right. I'm like, wait.
Thank you for that.
But when they listen, it'll be MLK Day.
It will be MLK Day. Try, if you can, I know it's COVID, figure out a way to give back. Even if it can't be on MLK Day, whether that's doing some type of virtual mentorship, volunteering some of your time, doing something. If you're up for it, a lot of people treat MLK Day as a day of rest. And honestly, mm-hmm. it's okay for that too, because it's been a lot of shit already. Mm-hmm. And we're only 18 days into a new year. We have had a coup attempt. We have had a second impeachment. Possible charges being filed on this president. And COVID is still here. So I fully understand.
It's big and it's better.
It's 2021 is showing its ass very early.
Well, I have something to add to that.
Okay.
My tip is don't be a Kenya Moore if you don't volunteer.
Yeah, don't
be that person. And shame people that do.
Yeah, don't be that person either, because that's why you don't get invited to stuff. Okay. But yeah, y'all, even if you feel like you just need a break, that's fine too. I always preach, practice you some self-care, do something that makes you happy, and just try to stay grateful. One of the things that I like to do when I'm just overwhelmed and annoyed and all those good things, I actually quote to myself a quote from a tennis legend known as Billie Jean King.
Mm.
Pressure is a privilege.
Mm.
A lot of people are not in...
You play tennis?
No, but I love watching me some tennis. I cannot wait for the Australian Open.
Oh, okay.
I'm a very avid
I don't know
tennis
nothing
watcher.
About Billie Jean King except she fought was, the like male kind
yes,
of stuff.
Yes, but she was also like a legend as far as accolades and stuff goes too.
Because she played the man.
Yes, and she's also got quite... she's got a shit ton of
wins
Grand Slams.
Whatever. Oh, okay.
I think Serena just passed her.
Billie Jean King.
Yeah, but
was she racist though?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
that was Margaret Court. She's a different lady. She is a racist. They just need to let her. They need to just sever ties. They got the U.S. Open. One of their tennis courts is named after her. They need to cut that shit.
They can rename it after Serena.
Yeah, but there's a reason why you don't see Margaret Court anywhere, because they don't. Her views are way extreme.
Oh, was she at the Capitol?
No, she was not at the Capitol.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure she's in Australia.
Oh, okay. No, she wasn't in the Capitol.
That would be a long flight.
But they're racist down there too.
That is also true. Yeah. pressure is a privilege. If you're in a position that allows you to still do the things that you love to do, you can afford the life that you live still, because a lot of people can't, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Remind yourself to be grateful, because being in this position is a privilege at this point in time, because a lot of people are not anymore. And a lot of people lost a lot in the last year, and they are still struggling to gain it back.
Yeah.
So just remind yourself to be grateful. I know it's a lot. It's high stress. Y'all, I'm telling you, when I tell y'all I'm tired, I'm tired. But I am very privileged to be in this situation in a pandemic at that.
Yeah.
So I cannot take that for granted. And that's all I've got.
Thanks, Kirsten. That ended a lot better than how I thought it was.
Every now and then, I loop it in, okay? I bring it in.
When you started, I was like, first of all, bitch.
I always start rough. It's always
the holiday going to be over by the time they hear this.
Well, I didn't realize
where
that.
Where are we going?
I know. But I brought it back. I brought it in.
You got it. Pressure is a privilege. I like that.
Yeah. So enjoy y'all's week. And just stay safe out there. It's hard times.
Any emails?
I haven't checked, so thank you for reminding me.
Leaks. Nene Leaks.
Lenora.
Whoa.
Okay.
Before we go.
It said, thank you for asking.
Before we let go. Aww.
She said, hey, it's Lenora.
Hey, Lenora.
Firstly, wow. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you guys caught the Rona. Child.
Me neither, Lenora.
Right, girl. I'm so glad you guys are doing much better and are back. I just thought you guys rolled out and was probably done with the whole podcast thing. I was sad for a bit since I couldn't find previous episodes to replay and laugh. Aww. Welcome back. Stay safe. Please. Happy New Year, Lenora.
Thanks, Lenora.
Thank you.
We also got a shout out today on Twitter from, was it Sade? I think it was Sade. Let me double check before I misquote.
Let's see.
But I'm pretty sure it was Sade. Because I checked it when I was in a call. And you know how it'd be like, it was Sade. She posted our episode. I will repost it on Instagram. She was listening to Where is Juan Dixon? Not here. And I bet you Robin wishes he was right now. No, I'm just kidding. thank you guys for the love. We're so glad to be back.
Yes. And
big things coming.
Yes. If you guys like to reach out to us or ask us for any advice, we've got plenty. Okay. We may be young, but we have lived.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't ask me anything about lymph nodes under your armpit.
Yeah,
because I don't know.
She don't know. I know a little something.
She don't know either. She was making
that
shit up. Y'all,
no,
I know Kirsten well. I know when Kirsten be pulling shit out her ass.
Pull out my ass.
Kirsten somehow ended up telling me how to do a self breast examination.
Because girl, y'all.
I'm just kidding. We gotta go. Bye,
thank
guys.
You. Bye.